Hello, everyone out there. This is Peter Harris from Commercial Property Advisors, author of the book, Commercial Real Estate Investing for Dummies, and coach and mentor to many commercial real estate investors all across this great nation of ours. The title and subject of today's podcast is,
there are three large hurdles that stop the average person from getting into commercial real estate. I'm going to share with you what those three hurdles are and how to overcome them so that you can get into commercial real estate and experience all of the benefits. I have this friend named Anthony, very smart guy, well-educated, and he always wanted to get in commercial real estate. In 2018, he told me, Peter, we are now at the peak of the real estate cycle, the peak of the curve, and after the peak, there's a drop-off. I'm going to wait until the drop-off happens so I can get the better deals. So he didn't invest. 2020 comes along and we have the pandemic. And he says, Peter, we are experiencing a worldwide recession and now is the worst time to put my money at risk. So he didn't invest. 2023 happens and we have high inflation. We have high interest rates. And he said, Peter, now's the perfect time for a market crash. Home prices and commercial prices are going to crash. That's when I'm jumping in. So he didn't, of course. So over the span of 5 years, Anthony did nothing. On the other hand, we have our student. He jumped in 2018 and he made $750,000 with just 12 apartment units over 2 to 3 years. So hurdle number one that you have to get over is trying to time the market. Don't do it. Here's why. Number one, time in the market will always beat timing the market. Understood? Number two, don't do it. Don't try to time the market because you'll never buy anything, ever. And the reason why is you're waiting for the perfect moment to jump in. There's no perfect moment in our world today. Something will always happen that will prevent you from getting in. So don't try to time it because here's what will happen. Thirdly, you'll run the risk of missing out on exceptional returns that our student experienced. Here's the big question now. Peter, when is the best time to start then? Great question. The best time to start in commercial real estate was yesterday. But the second best time to start commercial real estate is today. So hurdle number one is trying to time the market. I just explained to you, don't try it. Let's go to hurdle number two. Big hurdle number two is huge. And that hurdle is fear. Some of you need to jump over this hurdle of fear to get into commercial real estate so you can experience all the benefits. You may have the fear of losing money. You may have the fear of making bad decisions on a deal. Or you may have a fear of failure. Or how about a fear of debt, you know, getting a commercial loan. You may have a fear of an upcoming recession. You may have a fear of finding the best tenants. Or some of you may have a fear of the US dollar crashing. You don't want to get into commercial real estate. So whatever fear you have, it is real. And I'll explain to you how to overcome them in a second. I want to share with you a quick story. I had a fear of water. I had a fear of drowning. When I was a kid, during a field trip, my buddy Walter threw me into the deep end of the pool and almost drowned. So I managed to climb myself out of the water, rolled over to the side, coughing up water. So from that age up to 30, I had a deathly fear of water and of drowning. So much that if I took a shower and water hit my face, I would hyperventilate. That's how bad it was. However, I had this dream of wanting to complete and compete as a triathlete and do triathlons around the country. It was a goal of mine. But how could I do that? You had to swim, bike, and run, and I couldn't swim a lick, right? So how do I do that? I have to overcome it. Well, some of you may have the dream of not competing in triathlons, but buying commercial real estate, but you have, or you may have one of these fears. You're going to have to get over the hump just like I did. Long story short, a year after my 30th birthday, I competed and completed my first triathlon. So if I did it, so can you. I'm going to share with you how I got over the hump of this massive fear to complete my first race. And this is exactly what we use to teach our students who have the same fear of this to jump over the hurdle and get into commercial real estate. I call this a simple way of overcoming fear. Number one is, I need you to acknowledge your fear. Just talk about it. Acknowledge it, right? It's real to you. However, sometimes in your belief system, in those fears, there's a misunderstanding. Sometimes there's a lie that you're believing about that fear. And these lies or this misunderstandings cause your mindset to be limited in such a way that you never get to experience the full joy of life. So acknowledging your fear is number one. If you have a desire to get into commercial real estate, but you have maybe one of these fears or others, I invite you to text Peter to 833-942-4516 to speak with one of us about that fear. Let's see if we can walk you through it, okay? That's my offer to you, because I really want you to experience all of life that you should. Okay, that's number one. Number two is to educate yourself, become a student of the game. I had to become a student of how triathlons work, swimming, biking, and running. So I had to educate myself completely. You can do the same thing with commercial real estate. We have my free book. You can download it and just read it. We also have a commercial real estate course. Go ahead and join the course and go at it. Get educated. That's step number two. Step number three is to seek professional guidance. Find someone that's already doing what you want to do. In your case, that's us. For my triathlons, I found someone who was very successful in triathlons and hired her, and she taught me all the ropes so I can complete my first triathlon. Okay, I owe a lot to that coach and mentor, and my suggestion to you is to do the same thing. Number four, you may want to start small. Okay, so after I went steps one through one, two, and three, I started small. I started with my triathlons. It's called a middle distance triathlon or international distance, where you swim a mile, you bike 20 miles, and you run four. So I started small before I went to the large ones, just to get the experience and get my feet wet and get going. As it relates to you, you do not have to do a 100-unit apartment building your first deal. Start small. It's okay. You can start with a 12-unit or even a 5-unit. Just get started so you can get over this hump of fear, and you can build after that. Number five, surround yourself with smart and positive people. I just produced this video of Julia, one of our coaches, been here with us for a while. She started off as a student, became very successful, and now she teaches everything that we do here. She overcame all of this. She's surrounded by smart people. She's very successful. Number six is build a step-by-step action plan that's easy to follow. My career prior to commercial real estate, I was an engineer where I developed processes for other engineers to follow to become successful, and I transferred that skill set into commercial real estate, and it works really, really well. And this is one way of you getting over your fears if you have a step-by-step-by-step path on what to take and what to do. And lastly, number seven, I want you to remember that success takes time. Commercial real estate is what we call a long game, and I want you to think long term. If you can do that, you will win. Just remember, commercial real estate takes time to build and build and build, and within a few years, you can be just like one of our other successful students. You can do the same. So hurdle number two is fear. It's huge. I gave you a plan of action, and I want you to take me up on it. Okay, let's proceed to hurdle number three. Hurdle number three, probably the biggest one to most of you all, and that hurdle is money, or lack thereof. Most of you believe that you need lots of money to invest in commercial real estate, and that is just not true, and I will prove it to you right now. What you need instead are three things. What you need, number one, is to get knowledge. Knowledge in how to do creative financing, knowledge in knowing how to use other people's money, and knowledge in knowing how to wholesale. These three things turn you into a powerhouse if you don't have lots of money. So you do not need a lot of money in commercial real estate to do a deal. That's just the first part. The second part, in addition to knowledge, is you need to acknowledge that commercial real estate is a relationship-based business. Always has been, always will be. It doesn't matter how much money you have, the type of education you have, where you were born. It comes down to, do you have the ability to nurture a relationship? If myself and a true deep introvert can learn how to do this, so can you. So step number one is to get knowledge on these three things. Step two is to acknowledge it's a relationship-based business. And then number three is to use one and two together to create deals. This is what we do at our company beautifully. Now, let me show you proof of how this works. Okay, this is proof in action, right? These are the how-tos. I want you to watch this video. There's a video, a student of ours, his name is Jacob. Great guy, 26 years old, about to get married. He's making $6,000 a month from a 90-unit property. He started off as a wholesaler. He brought the deal to us. We do weekly coaching calls. We were on the call with him, and he said, Peter, I have this great 90-unit property, and the seller's motivated, and then he was going to wholesale it. And I said, wait, hold on. Don't wholesale it. I think there's a way we can show you how to be the actual owner of the property. To make a long story short, he is now a third owner of that property. He's collecting $6,000 a month. He didn't put any money into the deal. What he brought to the deal was the knowledge that the other partners didn't have. You see what I mean? Knowledge is power. Knowledge is leverage. So that's number one. Number two, our students, Takashi and Ray, what they did was they learned from us how to use other people's money, how to make themselves so valuable. When they brought together a deal, their investor put in all the money and they became manager of the LLC and managed the property. So it's an 18-unit property, 0% down payment for them because they use knowledge. It's a relationship business, and they combined one and two to create beautiful things. And number three, this is a recent closing of ours. This student name is John. Total beginner, found a 7-unit, again, by going direct to the property owner. He was able to do 100% financing. That means he didn't have to put down a down payment, and the seller became the bank for him. He used, in a great way, creative financing, and he was able to really understand the seller's motivation. They became friends, actually, and the seller didn't need the money right away. Owned the properties for years, had other properties, wanted to retire, didn't need all the money right away. So John was able to buy the 7-unit without a down payment. The terms are he's getting a 5.75% interest rate for the first 6 months. After the 6 months, it goes to full principal and interest, and he has a 20-year balloon. So he has a 20-year mortgage that the seller gave him to buy this property. Again, no money down, 100% financing. How? Again, I repeat this. How? It's through knowledge and acknowledging that this is a relationship-based business. It doesn't matter how much money you have if you have the knowledge, right? And then he got the help. He got us to help him create this beautiful deal. You hear me always say this. If you have a motivated buyer, that's you, that's our students, and a motivated seller, beautiful things can happen when you know how to structure the deal and create win-win deals for the sellers. So there you go. That was hurdle number three, probably the biggest one. And I believe I have helped you get over that hurdle that you don't need a lot of money to do this business and get all of the benefits. So there you go. Hurdle number one was timing the market. Don't do it. Hurdle number two is fear. I share with you how to jump over the fear and demolish it. And number three is money, or lack thereof. So no more excuses. Text Peter to 833-942-4516 and let us know how we can help you get into the business.